There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking the business of mobile phones now. Tonight is the night that Apple will launch its latest iPhone, but will we all queue to buy it? We're looking at the local appetite for the latest tech now with Deepak Babani, who is the Executive Vice Chairman of Eros Group. Deepak, it's lovely to speak to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Same here, Brandy.
What will you be looking and listening for in tonight's launch? I know that you and your colleagues will be live streaming it.
Basically, there is no change in the form factor. So the excitement is not as much as when a normal iPhone launches. But having said that, since there is no new OS, which is the OS 13, and there's a new chipset, which is A13, which will give it more processing speed. So I think these are the two factors, and also the fact that they're going to introduce a triple camera on the high-end models, one of which will be a wide-angle lens. And also it is rumored that the top end, which is the Max Pro, will have a pencil like the Samsung Note 10.
It's interesting you mentioned there a more subdued reaction. Is there less excitement about this launch?
It's too early to say because, as I said, there is no change in the form factor. The last year's form factors will continue this year. So actually, I think the excitement might only start when the actual launch is and people realize, what the chipset can do and what the new OS can do. So depending on that, I think. But generally speaking, pre-launch demand is generally high. But unlike in the past where the demand would continue for 4 or 5 months, these days it generally tends to taper down within a month and a half.
Deepak, what are you expecting on the battery life on the new phones?
They have improved the battery life. So I believe on the iPhone Max, it's going to be between 15 and 25% improvement on the battery. And on the Max Pro, it is going to be between 5 and 15%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, they also have added a feature which is already available with Huawei and Samsung, which is the battery sharing feature. So that's not going to be something new, but it's an addition to the iPhone.
That's the equivalent of the Samsung wireless power share.
Correct.
Deepak, what are you seeing in our phone buying behavior here in the UAE? Is it still a status symbol to get the newest phone? Are we still as keen to be first?
I think, it's still very strong here as compared to a lot of other countries. The initial euphoria for a new phone is fairly high, and it continues that way. So generally, pre-bookings are expected to be very strong.
What do you see in terms of the replacement cycle?
I think it's getting bigger. Previously, people used to change phones every 6-7 months. Now it is an average of 1.5 to 2 years. This is the average.
Do you think this the new Apple phone is going to come with a greater range of colors, more strident colors, maybe?
Yes, I think they're adding one or two more colors, which is, I think, green and purple. But I really don't know whether they're going to launch those colors here in the Middle East. That we'll have to see. Yeah.
That replacement cycle, Deepak, that you were talking about, why do you think it is? Why do you think that we're not replacing our phones as often here?
Because, the new features that are coming are really not a very big variant these days. So the variant between a previous predecessor model is very small. So people generally change if they have, a model which is 1-2 years old, and then, they find that the processing speed is better or the camera is better, and therefore they change it. So unlike in the past where, there would be a lot of technological improvement on model to model, that is kind of reducing these days.
Are you seeing people change ecosystem, or are people generally, once they're bought into, whether it's Android, whether it's iPhone, do they stay in their lane?
I think generally people tend to stick on to the ecosystem that they are used to. It's very rarely that you find people changing the ecosystem.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because surely the sort of massive advertising campaign we've seen from Huawei up and down the side of buildings, these massive billboards, and Samsung must have had an effect.
Yeah, that surely adds as an impetus.
What do people make their buying decision on now, Deepak? Is it price? Is it the camera?
I think there are three factors. Number one is the camera. Number two is the memory, and the third is the battery life.
Deepak Babani, Executive Vice Chairman of the electronics company Eros Group, ahead of the iPhone launch tonight. Thank you so much for your time and insight.
Thank you for having me on the radio.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.